Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What did you have planned for your new music episode today, Jim?
Something kind.
Oh, really? That's good.
Uh-huh. And that's just what I want you to think. Okay, cheers, Patrick. It is a new day.
Cheers, Jim.
A new day with new music, and I have a Four Roses bourbon going right here.
Ah, and I will call and raise you with a PBR tall boy.
There you go. I haven't been feeling that well the last couple of days. I wouldn't say that I really feel sick. I just feel a little
run down and
yeah, you know what I mean? Where you just kind of feel out of sorts.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you've been doing a lot of stuff. Like yep, totally.
Sort of a mild headache, not really, and just sort of,
yep,
kind of achy. You know what I mean? But I don't feel like sick.
Yeah.
Like I'm still able to
totally
mostly
know what you mean
and function as much as I functioned before. So it's not, you know, it's fine. But
well, that's true. Yeah, it's not like I'm laying in bed all day.
Yeah, it's not like that at all.
Still going to work.
Just feel kind of, you know. Yucky, whatever.
Anyway,
my point being that this is medicinal.
Oh, good.
Bourbon is medicinal, I think.
I hope you paired it with Chad McCulloch's album Forward that we talked about on yesterday's show, because that was a real salve for the soul.
There you go. Okay, so this show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And we are just starting our October new music. We're a little bit behind on it this month, so sorry about that, but we'll get caught up here.
Totally.
Yesterday, you had a couple of new music picks. They were excellent. You mentioned Chad McCulloch, and you all said Songhai Blues, and I think I want to get that Songhai Blues album.
It's great.
That looks really cool. That's on Fat Possum Records, so easy to get.
It's so killer. Yep.
Okay. But today, I'm going to make two picks, all right?
Okay.
All right, I am going to start us off here with, since I'm feeling a little bit down, I guess, let's start with something that's very mellow, all right?
Okay.
Freezing the edge of the bed, chewing a cigarette, and repeating shadows. I don't wanna blame you, I don't wanna blame. Stars bloom in the warm summer night, they have a clear view without the bedroom light. They don't wanna name you, they don't wanna name. Dragons have silent eyes, cracked eggshells, fireflies. I don't wanna tame you, I don't wanna tame. When the hot sand burns my feet, you have cool. You're sweet. I don't wanna change you. I don't wanna change.
That is Adrienne Lenker. She is probably best known as a singer of the band Big Thief, which has gotten a lot of attention over the last few years. They put out, I think, something like 4 albums in 3 years or something like that. And a
couple of great ones.
Everyone is really, really strong. So, and then on top of that, she's done a couple of solo albums like in that same time frame. I mean, she's amazingly prolific songwriter. Her songs are always really tender and emotional and just, you know, oftentimes just go like punch you right in the gut, you know, kind of stuff. And you can hear it there in her voice and in her delivery. You get the sense that like all of her emotions, all of her feelings, whatever, are just coming out. in the way she sings the songs. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful stuff. This album is called Songs. It came out in October. It's a Adrienne Lenker solo album. She recorded it kind of spur of the moment because of COVID. She was supposed to be on tour with Big Thief, and that didn't work out. And in April, she and an engineer went into a one-room cabin in Western Massachusetts and just self-recorded it right there. And it's beautiful. It's really just a beautiful record. Go listen to the whole thing. It's called Songs. Interestingly enough, also recorded in those sessions and then released on the same day was another solo album called Instrumentals, which, as you can imagine, is what it describes. So music just seems to pour out of her, and it's all just, you know, really beautiful, and it all seems to have deep meaning, and maybe you can figure it out, maybe you can, it doesn't even really matter, it just sounds like it. So there you go, check this out. That song is called Dragon Eyes.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, this was probably my number three for this month. Like, I almost picked this, but I didn't. And I'm not really sure why. You know, maybe I was looking for that contrast between the two records I talked about yesterday. But, man, you said it right. It's been a while since you've got this kind of raw vibe from kind of a homemade album. And if you go back to that very first Bon Iver album that, you know, kind of had that magical feeling to it, some of these songs have that same kind of feeling to it, you know, just deeply tapping into the unconscious. And great pick, and you said it right, man. Really good.
Yep. Okay, now I'm going to move to a band that puts a lot more into their music every time. This band has been around for like 25 years now. They're called Joan of Arc. They're out of Chicago. Indie band. They do really kind of like experimental kind of stuff. They kind of remind me in a way of Sonic Youth, which is a very cool thing to remind one of. And this is off an upcoming album, but there was a single released in October, and the single is called Something Kind. Okay, see that what I mean about sort of the Sonic Youth kind of sound, especially when it kind of explodes there, you know?
Totally, man. Great call, Jim. I got to tell you, I didn't know Joan of Arc were still making records, and I'm so glad they are. I know that Tim Kinsella is kind of the Marky Smith of Joan of Arc, right?
Yes,
If it's Tim and your granny on bongos, it's Joan of Arc. So that sounded great, really did.
How about
and,
that?
And what is the record called?
So, interesting, you mentioned that the only constant in the band is Tim Kinsella. So, over 25 years, there have been a lot of different members who have come in and out. And Tim now says this will be the final Joan of Arc album, by the way.
Wow.
And it is called Tim, Melina, Theo, Bobby, referencing the four current members of the band. Okay. That's the name of the album. That'll be out on December 4th on Joyful Noise label.
I like that a lot. I really did. Great call. I knew the band in the 90s, probably the earliest incarnation of the band. And the only reason I really knew that band was because of the band they were in previously called Cap'n Jazz.
Cap'n Jazz, yep.
Right, Tim and his brother. And that's, man, there's a compilation out there. You know, the title is super long. It's like Alphabetology or something like that. But it is a fantastic record, early emo record, totally groundbreaking and very influential. So if you guys like that kind of stuff, if you like Rites of Spring and that early stuff, go check that out. But, you know, I always found the early Joan of Arc records pretty confusing. I wasn't really sure what they were trying to do. Just like trying to keep me off balance at all times.
Well, and they have some really weird stuff too. I saw them play a couple
times. Yeah. They do. I saw them play once at the Black Cat, and it was like they just played, you know, improvised, I think, for an hour and a half. So,
I mean, they have one album. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like barely adheres to any song structures, you know. So there's some things like that. This is much more accessible in that way. Like,
I
loved
that. I mean, yeah, totally. If he can focus, you know, and make a grand finale like this, this is huge, Jim.
All right,
call, man.
Well, I'm glad I could bring it to your attention. There you go.
Absolutely, I had no idea.
All right. Okay, so those are the two for this month for really October. We'll close out here with a cover song that I think you'll enjoy. And then tomorrow we'll have the interns picks, all right?
Excited about that.
That's always fun. That's a highlight of the month.
Yeah. It really is.
Okay. All right. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
Okay. And the cover we're going to leave you with here is by, it's a combo here. The band is called Scary Pockets, but it's like some side project of a guy who's in this band, Pomplemousse. Do you know Pomplemousse? I think we may have discussed them before. They do a lot of covers, Pomplemousse does.
Okay. Okay.
So there's this Scary Pockets, and then they're also recording this particular cover song with, let me grab this here and make sure I have this right. It was with, Lauren Ruth Ward, who I think we may have played her before at some point.
Yeah.
Kind of a folk, country-ish kind of singer. Anyway, the song that they cover is Stuck in the Middle with You. Can't go wrong with that,
beautiful.
Right?
Beautiful. Right. No way.
Okay, so that's that, and we'll have the interns tomorrow, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Don't know why I came here tonight. I got a feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
Bad band names. I came up with one for you last night.
Okay.
It came out of my mouth. It like was like one of those things, and I was like, that's a bad band name.
I gotta write this down.
Lost Ladle.
Boy, that is really bad. Yeah. Like if that's your band name, that is so bad.